Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through June 25th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on Podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's get going with this podcast, which covers about 2.5 weeks. That's a lot of ground to cover, so let's get to it. Relating to public safety, criminal justice, and civic engagement, Teach for America provides a legislative policy update on June 8th at Schultz's Garden. Get the lowdown on what bills were signed into law and what legislation did not pass, presumably those relating to education. Leadership Austin hosts a civic activation conference on June 9th. There are 5 tracks you can choose: the empowered voter, the dedicated advocate, the civic leader, the connected neighbor, and the trained leader. There is a charge for this event. Later in the month, on June 20th, the United Way hosts an exploration meeting to discuss the strategies for more effectively developing or delivering intergenerational programs, sometimes referred to as 2-gen programs. With regard to health and wellness, Aging is Cool hosts an age 50 and up workout at Waterloo Park every Wednesday in June. Learn about and engage in activities that improve cardio health, flexibility, and strength. In terms of economic and educational opportunity, listed as achieving our full potential on the podcast calendar, the organization Children at Risk hosts an event called the Future of Children Summit on Thursday, June 8th, to think about the future and what the lives of our children might look like decades from now. With regard to items that relate to diversity, equity, and inclusion, we have a lot to share regarding Juneteenth, but first a few quick mentions. The Puerto Rican Cultural Center hosts their annual event, Celebrando, on Sunday, June 11th, celebrating Puerto Rican and Colombian mountain traditions. On Saturday, June 24th, there are several events. The Carver Museum and Cultural Center hosts the African American Book Festival. The Bob Bullock Museum hosts an event commemorating World Refugee Day. And the Cepeda Branch Library celebrates its 25th birthday. On to Juneteenth commemorations and celebrations. We'll start with a Juneteenth Education and Wellness Fair on June 9th at the Blackland Neighborhood Center, co-sponsored by the Austin Public Library. The following week, there are quite a few celebrations. On Thursday, June 15th, a Juneteenth Night of Jubilation is taking place at Peace Park. And on Friday, June 16th, there is a Juneteenth kickoff celebration at the Carver Museum and Cultural Center that is described as a cookout and kickback party. On Saturday, June 17th, is the Juneteenth Parade. That is a can't-miss activity. If you've never been, make it a point to participate this year. That same day, the Austin Area Urban League hosts Freedom Fest in the Colony Park neighborhood, and the Carver Museum and Cultural Center hosts a cookout and music festival. Bastrop holds its Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 17th, and the City of Pflugerville has its celebration on Sunday, June 18th. In terms of economic opportunity, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Training orientations for healthcare take place on Mondays. Training orientations for information technology takes place on Wednesdays. And training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. In addition, each Wednesday, Workforce Solutions hosts an information session on an opportunity to become a certified production technician. And each Thursday, They hold a training session to help jobless individuals in Travis County go through a rapid retraining while being paid a stipend and providing childcare, transportation, and digital inclusion as needed and as funds are available. Workforce Solutions also hosts a couple of job fairs this month. The Mobility Job Fair is on Thursday, June 8th to help connect job seekers with opportunities in the mobility infrastructure sector. And the Healthcare Job Fair takes place on Thursday, June 22nd. Capital Factory, Vets in Tech, and the Center for Defense Innovation hosts the Veterans in Tech Summit on Thursday, June 15th. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as the mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, we've highlighted several different markets each week. Of note, our one market on June 10th called the Pride Pop-Up Market, taking place at Top Drawer Thrift. And another market takes place on June 17th featuring vendors who were voted Best of Austin in the Austin Chronicle poll. June is Pride Month, so our fun and free features for this edition highlight Pride-related activities. The purpose here is not to be exhaustive, but as we do with almost all of our podcasts, we try to keep the focus on the free events, with a few exceptions, as is the case with almost any kind of rule. There are Exercise Your Pride events at Waterloo Park on June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Waterloo Park also hosts an installment of its Tales on the Trail on the topic of intersectionality of LGBT and Black identities on June 8th. Two more events on Waterloo Park that are part of their Pride in the Park series take place on Saturday, June 10th, one at 10 a.m. called Pride is for Families, and one in the evening called Rainbow on the Creek. Finally, we'll mention that Dripping Springs will have their Pride celebration on June 24th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any podcasts that you would like for us to highlight in the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.